Hello, Africans. This is McDonald Chiemezie Nwoke. Broadcasting live from Free Radio Saskamagut. This is a 1 hour music program starting from 21:00 hour to 22:00 hour every Tuesday. Welcoming you back to Free Radio Saskamagut here in Badeshul. Today in the studio, I've got some guests.
Kalakel tsimai maneni nambula yana tianya
Tana kumale mile miti tiafer kumano tuvarle Babe nareo manadambe zanakti efa manara Ah, 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 ah.
Yeah, I want to welcome you to Free Radio Saskamagut. Today in the studio, I've got some friends who came all the way from Africa to visit us here in radio, and they brought some good news for us. I have to start with John.
Hello, listeners. Good evening. My name is John Mugisha, and I come from Uganda in Africa.
Martin.
Good evening, listeners. I'm called Martin from Uganda, Ahudefo, Uganda. Yes.
Father Emmanuel.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Emmanuel Tusime, and I come from Ahudefo, Uganda.
And Dr. Klaus.
Hallo, liebe Hörer und lieber McDonald, ich bin Klaus Kretzinger und komme aus der Gosa, aus dem schönen Salzkammergut.
Danke, gerne. Yeah, we want to talk about our guest in the studio today. They brought some messages for us, and I think it will be better. We want to hear from them, actually. They've got a project that is going on in Uganda. In Uganda. They've got a project that is going on in Uganda. And today we shall hear from them, actually, what this project is all about, how we can assist them in making sure that the project goes on. If I may have to start with Dr. Klaus, was ist Ahudefo?
Ahudefo ist ein Verein, der in Österreich gegründet worden ist vor 2 Jahren. Ich habe Vater Emmanuel 2012 kennengelernt und war dann 2013 3-mal in Afrika und haben wir das Projekt angeschaut. Ahudefo Uganda gibt es schon seit einigen Jahren und wir haben das dann als Ahudefo Österreich, Ahudefo Austria 2013 gegründet. Ahudefo hat als Inhalt, Kindern zu helfen, Waisenkindern, HIV-Kindern und auch Müttern, die schwere Lasten zu tragen haben. Und wir haben 2 Waisenhäuser, wir haben viele Dörfer zu betreuen und dafür steht Ahudefo.
Danke. Father Emmanuel, the project Ahudefo in Uganda, what is it all about?
I think Dr. Klaus has just explained a little bit, but we mainly, our main goal is integral human development. And the particularly, we serve children who have been infected and affected by HIV/AIDS. Some are also abandoned, either they abandon them in the church, in the gutters, or drop them at the hospital, and then we take care of them. We also support those who don't have a chance to go to school by bringing them back to school, either in the kindergarten or in the primary school. So initially, we are looking at Africa in the future. Those who are children today, who will be young people in a few years to come, and also who will continue. We know that some are sick, yes, but they also deserve to experience love, support, and even those who die to be given a decent burial.
Thank you. John, I think you are from the administrative part of this project, Ahudefo. You are really engaged in it. What are the challenges, you know, that you are seeing from your own perspective concerning this project?
Thank you so much, McDonald's. We have really a number of challenges, given the fact that we come from Africa and from Uganda, where we don't have everything we need So number one challenge is the communication, because we need to link up with Austria, with Dr. Klaus and Audefo Austria. So communication in terms of internet, in terms of communication generally is a big problem. Then the next problem is also the distance between Austria and Uganda is a little bit too much. But we have tried to combat this problem by always looking for a way by social media, by Skype. So we try to make sure that we bring this distance as short as possible. Then the next problem could be in terms of finances, because most children, like Father Emmanuel has said, are very poor, from a very poor background. So you really have the heart to help, but you don't have the means of helping these children.
Okay. Martin, I think you have to also tell us from your own perspective how you see the project going on in Uganda, and how possibly we here in Austria, our listeners, there are so many people who are engaged in the project now through Dr. Klaus, and those who are also listening in this program, they might also be interested. How do you see the project going on, moving ahead?
Thank you, McDonald's. The project is progressing so far, so good, and we thank God for that. We cannot forget. I thank people who have been linking us between Klaus and Day for You Uganda, because they have done a very good job, and their support really is giving us hope for these children, and not giving us only as we people are running the project, but also the life of children is promising in Uganda. That's all I can say. And that's it.
Yeah, Father Emmanuel, you want to say something?
Yes. The project is not one way. Africa is very rich in many ways. It's a culture that is very rich. It's a situation that we can learn from, even people from Austria. Part of the program that Audefo is opening up is for volunteers, especially younger people, or even any other person, whether a retired person and so on, to come and experience Africa, to come and see what we are talking about, to come and have hands-on, and also to be able to have a different perspective of a world that is very beautiful in nature. Different as far as surrounding is concerned and development, but also beautiful in its own way. The people are also very open and very hospitable and very happy to receive people who want to come and stay for some time. Audefo is opening a way for volunteers to come and stay for 6 months and also for 1 year. Dear listener, if you feel you want to come to Africa, please get in touch with Dr. Klaus and you'll be part of Audefo.
Thank you. That's a very good information, you know. From my own perspective, I know there are so many people who have always wanted to visit Africa, but because of news, you know, they hear from the mass media, you know, most times they are always afraid. So many things going to happen to them. But it's actually when they hear from people like you, you know, directly, they will understand. Africans are very hospitable, as you just said. This I know very well. The most foreigners, before going to Africa, most of them don't really know what are they going to expect, you know. Most of them feel when they come to Africa, based on the fact that, you know, because of colonialization, there are people who still have this idea that if they come to Africa, they won't be welcomed. You understand? But things have really changed.
Sure.
Things have really changed. And I have gone to Nigeria with some of my friends from here, you know. But they're always surprised when they go with me, the kind of reception they get from people there, how welcome they are in the society. And I guess it's the same thing in Uganda as well. So it's really an opportunity to invite people to come to Uganda, experience the nature, experience the people, experience the culture. And from there onwards, we can as well give a helping hand if we want. So I think that's why we must be grateful to Dr. Klaus for his ingenuity, you know, his assistance and doggedness in continuing to see this project from the Austrian perspective going ahead. And we want to be all as a support, you know. And I can understand this week you people have been able to go to schools, you know. How was the reception in the schools?
I think the reception was very good. Dr. Klaus, what do you think?
Yes, it was very good. And wir hatten viele tolle Erlebnisse. Also wir waren in einer Schule mit über 500 Kindern in Graz. Und sie waren aufmerksam und natürlich, John und Martin haben gleich mit einer Trommeleinlage angefangen. Und das war natürlich gleich einmal der erste Kontakt mit Afrika und der hat dann gleich die Herzen geöffnet. Wir waren am zweiten Tag wieder in einer Schule mit weniger Kindern. Es war eine Mittelschule, die neue Mittelschule, mit gut 150 Kindern. Und die Lehrerschaft hat uns gesagt, ihr könnt alles versuchen, aber die Kinder werden nicht recht mittun. Die Stimmung war aber so toll, dass Martin und John dann zum Schluss zu trommeln angefangen haben. Und die Kinder haben mitgesungen, haben mitgehüpft. Sie haben die Texte von der Leinwand heruntergelesen, wo sie in Englisch waren. Also es hat perfekt eingeschlagen. Und die Bereitschaft der Kinder, da mitzumachen, auch für so ein Projekt mitzumachen, ich finde es grandios und bin immer wieder erstaunt, was für Potenzial in unseren Kindern steckt. Unglaublich.
Yeah, we will have to listen to music now and after that we'll continue.
Maria Rose, Zapatico vine, señora María Ruth. Capulla María Ruth, Oyara María Ruth. Catana María Ruth, Oyara María Ruth.
That was Dillon Jinji. Dillon Jinji, he's from Mozambique. Dillon Jinji was a musician who started playing when he was 12 years old. And because of the inavailability of resources and opportunities, he couldn't have a CD. But he got to have his CD when he was 72 years of old, of age anyway. And that was what you just had now, Dillon Jinji.